There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
Okay.
So we're going to start with a story about an exceedingly brave and determined young man. You might remember the awful story of racing driver Billy Munger, who lost both his legs in a near-fatal crash last April. He was just 17 at the time. He was driving in a Formula 4 race when the accident happened. Now, this is a young boy, bear in mind, who had been tipped to be the next Lewis Hamilton. So he had to have both his... He lost both his legs in the crash. He always said he was going to return to driving. Well, he is. He is back. 18 he is now, and he will drive this week in an exhibition at Birmingham's NEC Arena, sort of in the Midlands of the UK. And he is already planning a return to competitive racing for next season, which is absolutely incredible, bearing in mind he now doesn't have any legs. He also says his dream of reaching F1 remains unchanged. Here he is talking about that and the accident. The clip starts, by the way, with some commentary of that horrific day.
They're all scrabbling around for grip. Horrendous.
All I wanted to do was to get through it and be alive. There was a slight moment when I thought I wouldn't drive again. Still doesn't change the dream. The dream stays the same, that I want to be an F1 driver. My mum's very, very nervous. If I don't do it, what else am I going to do with my life? I need to make my life into something positive.
He said almost as soon as he was well enough to speak to the media after the accident, that was almost a mantra. I'm going to drive again.
I'm going to drive again.
Always his mindset.
Exactly. He says he was in a coma for the first 3 days after the accident. He woke up and all these donations had come flooding in, and the support from the motorsport community was amazing. Lots of drivers, including Lewis Hamilton, visiting him. His focus, he says, is on driving in Formula 3 next season, and then we're working on a budget for that, and then long term I want to get into F1. Now, when people talk about him, this is a professional stunt driver who's been teaching Billy the moves for this exhibition appearance. He's called Terry Grant. He says all the other drivers have notes and notepads in their cars. They write down moves and what have you. It's all in Billy's head. That's how focused he is. He is a brilliant driver, and he just needs something to get his teeth into while he continues his recovery. I heard him speaking on BBC radio earlier. They interviewed him, and he said, usually you're controlling, you know, the car, obviously, at enormous speeds, with very slight movements of your feet and ankles. And now he uses something that's obviously attached to where his legs end, which I think is just above the knee. And he can do the same thing, he says, by using his legs in different ways, and using the pressure of how he uses his legs is how he explained it. And there's footage of him. You can find it online. The BBC has a really good that clip was from, report with him, where he is belting it round a track. So he seems, you know, to be there already, less than a year after that accident. You have to say that, if you know, he's clearly a boy, a young man of great determination and bravery. So let's see what happens to him. I think, you know, we'll all be following him, right?
Billy Munger. Inspirational.
Yeah, very inspirational. So keep an eye out for him. Up next, a space story.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear.
Story's got nothing to do with David Bowie, but, you know, any excuse to play Bowie, right?
I'm 100% on that.
But, you know, obviously that is Space Oddity by David Bowie, and this is a bit of a space oddity, this story. A Japanese astronaut has had to apologise for wrongly stating that he grew 9 centimetres during his time on the International Space Station, okay? Bear with me. Noroshige Kanai is currently on the space station, and he had everyone concerned by saying that he wasn't going to fit back in the capsule to return to space because he'd grown 9 centimetres. Now, bear in mind, I did not know this, but it's a fact that astronauts do grow when they're in space, and that's because the absence of gravity allows their vertebrae in their spines to spread apart. So they do grow, but it's generally by about 2 to 3 centimetres max, maybe 2 to 3, maybe 4 centimetres. So when he said 9 centimetres, and he tweeted this, and everyone was like, wow, this is incredible, and sharing it and what have you. He originally tweeted, good morning, everybody. I have a major announcement. We had our bodies measured. Wow, wow, wow. I had grown as much as 9 centimetres. One of his superiors saw it and thought, seems a bit fishy, measured him. That was not, in fact, true. And he did have to admit it was fake news. He had grown 2 centimetres. He admitted that he was a bit relieved, and now he will be able to fit into the Sawyers to go back home.
Because that's a massive amount. That's, what, 4 inches?
9 centimetres is about 3.5 inches.
Three and a half inches. Yeah. So he's grown. So it would be standard to grow what, between an inch and a half,
exactly.
Or something like
yes,
that.
Yes.
Which is just your vertebrae stretching out, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
Oh man,
and it's interesting. I mean, I didn't know that that happened. When they grow while they're in space, when they return to Earth, they return to their normal height. So there you go. It's the first space mission, by the way, for the Japanese astronaut. I think he's got a big following now because lots of people are keeping an eye on him. He's still up there, and he's still tweeting. So there you go.
What's he tweeting now?
Well, he's being a little bit more careful about what he tweets, I think. So he admitted to fake news, but it seems like it was accidental, so we'll let him off. And finally, this idiot.
I've made a severe and continuous lapse in my judgment, and I don't expect to be forgiven. I'm simply here to apologize. So what we came across that day in the woods was obviously unplanned, and the reactions you saw on tape were raw, they were unfiltered. I should have never posted the video. I should have put the cameras down, stopped recording what we were going through. There's a lot of things I should have done differently, but I didn't. And for that, from the bottom of my heart, I am sorry.
That, of course, was YouTuber Logan Paul apologising for the ridiculously insensitive video that he posted of a dead body that he came across in a forest in Japan at the end of last month. Widely criticised for that, as was YouTube, the channel which allowed the video to be posted. Now, that was Logan Paul apologising. He posted that fairly quickly on YouTube and Twitter and everywhere else. Mm. YouTube, however, criticised for saying nothing, bearing in mind they host his channel. They make a lot of money out of all of the views. He has 15 million subscribers to his channel, by the way. And they allowed that video to be up there and viewed by hundreds of thousands of people before it was there was outcry and it got taken down. Lots of people saying they should have apologised. So far, they had remained silent until last night, when YouTube finally released a statement to Twitter in response to the disturbing stunt. And it read something, well, it's quite long, but I'll give you a little bit of it. Many of you have been frustrated with our lack of communication recently. You're right to be. You deserve to know what's going on. Like many others, we were upset by the video that was shared last week. And then they go on to condemn Paul's irresponsible and careless behaviour. And they explain their plans to take action. We expect more of the creators who build their community on YouTube. The channel violated our community guidelines and we acted accordingly. We're looking at further consequences. It's taken us a long time to respond, but we have been listening to everything you've been saying. So, you know, let's see what happens. Logan Paul is worth $14 million. And as I say, 15 million followers. No sign that they're going to close him down or anything, but yeah, don't know. I mean, it was pretty horrid, the video. They happened upon this dead body. They zoomed in on it. He shouts out, "Yo, man, are you alive?" Now, all of this up to this point, you're thinking, well, they're filming it. They don't really know. Maybe it was a hoax or something. The guy isn't really dead. All of that, fine. But when you realise that he actually is dead, then you don't post it, do you?
Well, yeah, there are boundaries of taste, aren't there? But clearly they weren't observed. No. I don't know. I watched the video of Logan Paul in Japan as well. There's been a lot of backlash against his
trip. Pretty insensitive, full stop, isn't he? But interesting that it took YouTube such a long time to issue the statement. It doesn't really say very much. I don't know why it didn't come out sooner. But anyway, there you go. It is now there.
There you go. Giving YouTubers a bad name or not. I mean, all publicity is good publicity, isn't it? At the end of the day, Claire Sherrick? Or is it?
Well, they do say there's no such thing as bad publicity, don't they? But yeah, I don't know. This was particularly grubby. But having said that, I'm pretty sure his how many people have unsubscribed since? No news on that, and maybe not many.
The Japan trip added about 100,000 subscribers.
Oh, well, there you go.
Something like that. So
there you go. Yeah. Then there is no such thing as bad publicity, clearly. Salmon says, I hope they stretch his ears back when he's back on Earth. His ears? Why? What's wrong with his ears? I assume they're talking about our astronaut.
Well, I'm hoping.
Was it his ears that grew?
Maybe Logan Paul needs it as well. Who can tell? Drive Live, that's trending.
That's trending.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.